time for What's In Outdoors with your host, Phil Totten, heard every Friday morning here, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. And Black Friday deals abound at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. And also our good friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Express Tire and Auto. Phil Totten way on the road. Phil's been on the road, but he is way on the road in Alabama this morning. Hey, Phil.
How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, Ron, if I die and must go to heaven, I don't think I'm going to see much prettier sight than what I'm seeing right now out of my cousin Mavren's tree stand.
I'll tell you what, you shot us some photos, and it looks absolutely fall gorgeous, Phil.
I'll tell you, sweet home Alabama. That's where my daddy's from, left here to go fight in World War II, and I guess that's how I came about. But I just feel so much when I come back here, and of course being with Mavren and feeling his work ethic and seeing what he does, it just sort of helps me get my feet back on the ground.
Well, I'll tell you what, beautiful view from that tree stand, it looks like.
Oh, sure. We haven't seen no deer yet, and really we decided not even to hunt one. You know, we're going to give him a break for Thanksgiving. Mavren, he hunts pretty well all year. He's built tree stands all over Alabama, and I thought we'd have a pretty timely subject with talking deer hunting, especially since the Kansas season starts in November 29th, coming up Wednesday. But Mavren's has a little land in here that he bought in 1977, and never even thought about making a deer hunting place out of it. And so wanted him to go and tell us a little bit how this has come about and the sites you see and what he's done since 1977. Because more and more people are going out and wanting to get out of the cities and get them a little parcel of land. And then, of course, you build it up the way they want to do it. That's their privilege. But one thing I always talk about is to think about wildlife, a little bit of appreciation and on it. And then if you want to hunt, there's so much more things you can do, too. So, Mavren, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Phil. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Mavren. How you doing?
I'm fine. We've just got in here, and it's about 32 degrees. Sun's up. No wind. It's beautiful. Faye and I first bought this piece of property. We clear-cut it and started over with it. Put trail cameras out. Around September. I've got Chinese chestnuts, sawtooth oaks, white oaks, water oaks, got some mulberry trees, and you can just, in that line of order if I listed them, you can just move your camera from one to the other. And it's fairly open, as you can see, but to the south, and the east of me, I have cut over all the way to the creek. I don't see a lot of deer in here until early in the morning or late at night. It's just a little too open for them. I don't get many pictures of bucks until the rut kicks in January the 1st, and then they'll start showing up looking for the does. And I don't hunt all day. I slip back here for an hour and a half in the morning, couple hours in the afternoon, and I have probably last 12 years I've probably killed 18 or 19 fairly nice deer right here out of this one shooting house two years ago.
Mavren, what I'm looking here, and then let you go, you mentioned the trees. When you clear cut, you left so much native foliage here. But the number of trees, the other ones that you planted here to help bring deer in, how many trees do you think you planted on this acreage?
I probably planted 30 or 35. And when we clear cut it, I didn't cut the white oaks. White oaks is your number one source of they'll eat a white oak acorn before they'll eat anything else.
Now, one of the things that we talk about, Mavren, is the multi-use of your land. Of course, you can't deer hunt the whole year around. Some of this I see, you know, out the window right now is two big garden plots.
Oh, yeah. I garden these two plots. And the first year I learned that I had to spend some money and put a 9-foot fence up around it. And I've got the long field. I've got two gates on the side, and I take the ends out of it. And the little field, I'll take the ends out of it, and that lets your deer come in and eat your winter wheat, but you can keep them out of your pea patch, your watermelons, and your cantaloupes.
Well, I'm up in a blind, Ron. It's probably about 13, 14 feet high, and a little bit, as Mayor, it was his first blind that he put here. And then he built another one. This is called an elevated blind, but then on to the right of me is a standing blind or a ground blind. And Maven, with that, tell me a little bit about how to build these blinds and to make them so nice. And I told Maven, if he keeps doing this, I'm going to sell my house and move up here in one of these blinds.
Well, you need to start in the summertime. I do most of my shooting houses in the summertime and set your post. And I prefab mine in the shop. I do the two ends and the two sides, and you make your top, you make it slope where you can get your water off your metal roof. And most of my shooting houses now, we've got steps, pressure treated steps with hand railings going up, and that way it's much safer. And build my windows out of plexiglass. If you remember how the old pickup trucks, the rear windows had a sliding rear window, that's about how I built my windows for my shooting house. I'll put my dado blade on my table saw and cut my grooves, and I buy plexiglass and slide it open and keep that cold wind out when it gets real cold.
Mayron, you know, Alabama used to be quite a agricultural land. And now, you know, when Mr. Russell had a site that he could see this agricultural in Alabama wasn't really going to go on much, and you know, with the trees and the timber. And we spent Thanksgiving over there at my cousin's house, Clarence and Betty, and oh, it was just a great view over on Lake Martin. Can you let us know, Mayor, just how this land practice have changed in Alabama, and what is one of their main crops and what they do?
Well, the number one crop in Alabama now is timber, is pine timber mostly. In South Alabama, they have the sandy soil. They do a lot of peanut farming. In North Alabama now, they still raise a lot of cotton and corn in North Alabama. But when they started developing the rivers here in the early 1900s, and Martin Dam was built, they started around 1920. And Mr. Russell, he had the foresight to go ahead and buy property that the power company didn't buy up. And when the textile industry back a few years ago started going to Mexico and everywhere else, Mr. Ben Russell, he got out of the textile and he took the land department. And now he has big subdivisions around Lake Martin, and they always got one on the drawing board, but they don't have one but one open at a time. And when that one is 75% sold, they will open another one. And we have a lot of retired military that retires back here, and it's just a beautiful spot to live. It's a little laid back and not too much high pressure.
I need to laugh. Some people think I'm laid back, Ron, but I can't get nowhere near as laid back as my cousin is. I don't think anything that ruffles his feathers. We have a relation come in here from North Carolina yesterday, and also Georgia, and little old 5-year-old Isaac, a little boy that grew up in Korea, has now joined the family. And you talk about a guy that has all the energy. And Maven has a little golf cart for him to ride around here, and another little car, and he's getting out and enjoying this great Alabama outdoors. But I'll tell you, it's just a great place to come and visit and see. And Maven, just looking at your garden places and your grapes, just what got you into doing all this?
I like to try different things. They had an uncle that raised grapes and scuppernings and muscadines. Most people call them muscadines, but I went over to Newland, Georgia to Ison's Nursery and bought some. And some of these scuppernings, they'll get up to an inch, inch and eighth in diameter, 20 to 24% sugar. And they likes to make these scuppernings jelly, and of course I like to eat it. And, we had, matter of fact, we had some for breakfast yesterday morning.
Well, what other plans do you have ongoing here, Mayor? And I know it seems like every time I come down and visit you, you got some kind of new project. And I'm looking out here that you've tapped into the creek, and now that you use that to water your garden, or is that the little spring that goes by there? Just where do you come up with all these ideas? Is it visiting other people, or are you just one that thinks outside the box?
Well, sometimes I think of some of it, but most of the things you do in life, you see somebody else doing it, and you think that you might could do it a little bit better, or it will help you. And I just put a float in the creek, run it off my generator, and I pump up to the top of the hill with my two well pumps, and it just gives you a little water. Nowadays, if you don't have a water source, you're not going to raise much in the garden.
Well, Ron, I think we better go do a break. I'll prepare some notes with Mayor, and we'll be back in a minute.
All right. What's in Outdoors? Phil Totten from Alabama with Cousin Mayor in there. It is 8:31. Back with more after this.
Express Tire and Auto has great gift-giving ideas for the adventurous in your life. Accessorize your Polaris with a cab, mirrors, or lights. Protect the rider with helmets, goggles, or gloves. Out of ideas for that hard-to-buy-for person on your list? How about a gift card for tires or auto repairs? You don't have to go out of town to find great deals. Shop small, buy local, and visit Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue by the Water Tower.
Blizzards, ice storms, down limbs, undrivable roads. Kansas weather is unrelenting and unpredictable. Make sure you're prepared this year with a new generator from Bluestem Farm and Ranch. Take advantage of holiday savings and get yourself a Generac 5,500-watt portable generator for $599.99 or a Generac 6,500-watt portable generator for $699.99. The weather may knock the power out, but with a generator from Bluestem, you can rest easy knowing you and your family will be just fine. Sale ends December 9th.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, 47 degrees, going to be 75 here today. It is 8:32. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. Phil is in Alabama. Well, we know you're in Alabama. Phil, we know you're in a tree stand, but where in Alabama exactly are you?
Well, we're at his mailing address is Kellington, but if you go to Birmingham, and I generally fly into Birmingham, and Maven picks me up, because I'll tell you, Ron, you might be able to get the boy out of Kansas, but you can't get the Kansas out of me. And this driving up through here is just crazy. You know, this journey I started went down through Texas, and Texas is one big state. I haven't really been out of Kansas too much and just can't fathom how big this world is. And talking with Mayron, he said back, he was in the Marines, and they had to go from California back here to Alex Finney, and he and a friend drove it in a 57 Chevy, and it said took over 53 hours driving straight through, and he said 2 days of that was going through Texas.
Yes.
So this is one big country.
Yes, it is.
On the break, we was talking about different deer, and we haven't seen deer in here. Mayron said they won't really start using this until they come into the rut. I mean, deer was everywhere when I left Kansas, moving around. I fished that crappie tournament over at Perry and saw them old deer up there in the woods being pretty frisky. Even got to see two bucks fighting right from the boat. But a couple of years ago, Mayron harvested a pretty nice deer through here. Tell us a little bit about that harvest, Mayron, and then also building the ground blind and what happened there.
Yeah. Well, two years ago, I had four cameras out, and around January the 21st, one night, I got two pictures of a nice 10-point. And a couple of days later, I got a third picture on another camera on the other side of the property. So I started to sit here 2 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon. And luckily, the last day of the season, 5 minutes before shooting time left, he stepped out in the green field, and nice 10-point, scored 145 and 4.8, which for here is a nice deer. Now, we have some going on up in the 170s, 180s, but you got to get up where they raising some crops. They got something to eat. My ground blind, Phil might have sent you a picture. It looks like an outhouse. I've got a half quarter moon on the back of it. I helped a friend of mine build a barn for his sawmill. He has a portable sawmill, and he gave me a trailer load of wood. I built that thing, and first day I sat down in it, I wasn't through with it. I had a buck walked out from the right, just walked out in the field, a small one. The next morning I crawled in it about daylight, rattled my horns and hit my grunt call. Had a nice 8-point come between the house and the shooting house that we're in now. He stopped right in front of me about 60 feet looking for me. And he found me.
Well, Ron, you know, that goes with what we always say. If you build it, they'll come. And on Maven's property here, I just see a number of bluebird houses that he builds, and he's quite a craftsman. He also gets his wood and makes trays that are really nice. And it's just something seeing how, and talking about Mr. Russell's foresight and seeing that he really didn't think the textiles from his mill was going to go here and that they had to do something else. And sure enough, a lot of the things that they did here now is done overseas. But Russell Athletics and the clothes that they made, that was way before a Nike and a this. But I guess that's more about, you know, down where my area is. Just had four bluebirds come up that we see. And so one thing that's so great about this blind is it's only like 3 minutes from the house. So, you know, you don't need to really rush out. And there's really, other than on them freeways, a rush in Alabama. It's just so laid back. And I just love it down here. From here today, we're going to be heading on up into northern Alabama and go to, I believe it's called Mount Sheehy, which is the highest point in Alabama. So I'm going to get some more pictures. And where we're at in elevation right now is only about 780 feet. So just a short distance from here, I'm going to be getting up about 2,400 feet. So, yeah, Ron, I'm going to be getting high in Alabama today.
Tell you what, sounds like you got some climbing to do to me, my friend.
Well, I hope this car I'm renting got the engine to get me up there, because sometimes we've had a little bit of bog down on it on our trip. I've been calling it Myrtle. Myrtle the turtle, but it's been a pretty good trip so far. Trip started out day after match day, and I do want to thank Megan Hilbish for doing my show there last week. And I went down to Marble Falls, and it's just quite a place, and stayed the night there. And next day we visit a place called Balcones. It's a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Refuge. And it was just a nice park to go through. And I never would think that I would really be interested in walking trails unless I had a bird dog or a firearm in my hands. But just getting out and enjoying nature in those different places is really great. Visit the Arbuckle Mountains, and I'll tell you, just the history of these places I'm seeing has really been an education for me. There went a mockingbird, Mayor, you see it? Mm-hmm. This place is just teeming with wildlife. And coming up here, we saw woodpeckers, and they do have them big pileated woodpeckers down here that Dad used to call them warlords, because when they get to pecking around in these trees, you hear some noise and going with it. But visit went down to Kerrville from Marble Falls, and you talk about the wineries, and what I hear in Texas is they're pretty well rivaling what you got all got going in California, Ron. And of course I visited a couple of those just to stay in the gift shop. I didn't do no sampling while you're driving, but just a great place to visit. And I even ended up going through Lugenbach, Texas.
Ooh, okay.
Willie wasn't there. As a matter of fact, it only got a population of three. But that's just a place that people go and sing, and they get people up there to play a guitar. And what bothered me, though, was when the chickens started flying out of the tree, and I looked up, and right above us was just a mess of chickens. And they sang one song, and a chicken actually joined in singing. I never have seen that
before.
Well. Hit the end of a cord, and that chicken would start clucking and flew back up in his tree.
Came out of the winery, I think.
Oh, Maven said that chicken probably came out of the winery. That's that whole stretch of road is really developing, and just the winery going on down, and, of course, going into the gift shops. And I probably spent a little bit more money. We do have Christmas coming up. Then from there, next day, there's a place called the Riverside Nature Trail. And this is where I really, really like what we're doing with the MUP board there in Emporia, John Kelch and Mr. Wise, and looking at areas that we might be able to make trails that, that people can go out and access and get an appreciation of the outdoors. Of course, with and Emporia's focus on bicycling, with that, we will, you know, we'll make things safe with those trails. Of course, working with Tony, with people with disabilities, we want to make something that's good for everybody. But that Riverside Nature Trail, starting from the point, it goes all the way up, oh, I'd say 5 or 6 miles, and it just borders right along the Guadalupe River. And I never knew there was Guadalupe bass, but looking down and that river was so clear, we could see the bass in there. Sort of wish I had a fishing pole going on. But visited this lady that I'm with, Ginger's aunt and uncle down there, and they're in a, oh, it's a park for RVs, and that's where we heard Megan on the show, and oh, we heard from the restaurant in there, and I never did know that there's such a following of people in these big fifth wheels and going there, and just how much of a lifestyle that is for some people. And old to me, I guess they used to call them snowbirds, where they get in something like that and travel all across the country, or you know, just to get out of the winters of Kansas. But it's just really been a great experience all the way around.
So. Sounds like a great trip. We got one more break to get in, Phil. We'll take that and be right back to you, okay?
All right, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. What's in outdoors? KVOE 841, 48 degrees. Good morning.
If you're outside through the coldest parts of the year, then you need to make your way to Bluestem Farm and Ranch for some holiday savings on their toughest brands, like men's Wrangler jeans starting at $24.99, Wrangler long sleeve flannel shirts starting at $16.99, Carhartt thermal line duck jacket for $74.99, or some key high back overalls for $26.99. And keep your hands and feet warm with some wigwam socks starting at $6.99 and a pair of cowhide lined gloves for only $10.99, only at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply.
Express Tire and Auto has great gift giving ideas for the adventurous in your life. Accessorize your Polaris with a cab, mirrors, or lights. Protect the rider with helmets, goggles, or gloves. Out of ideas for that hard to buy for person on your list? How about a gift card for tires or auto repairs? You don't have to go out of town to find great deals. Shop small, buy local, and visit Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue by the Water Tower.
KVOE Live and local sunshine, 47 degrees. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. Phil is on the road. Yes, sweet home Alabama. Phil, and sounds like you've had a good trip. Well, when are you heading back this way, Phil?
Well, we're going to start working our way up through northern Alabama today, and we've got some sights to see, like I said, in the Mount Sheehaw. And, oh, I'm looking out here now. I see a little warbler in that tree. I get distracted when I'm out in the outdoors, Ron, and sort of get distracted when I'm driving them freeways. Maybe that's why I'm glad I got a co-pilot. But we're going to go up through northern Alabama and visit that site. And first off, though, my family's cemetery is home maybe 30, 40 minutes from here. I always like to go by there and say hi. But be working on up through there. And then from that Mount Sheehaw, going up to some canyons. That's a little river. Little River, Kansas. And right there is one of the bands. I don't remember if it was Alabama is out of Payne or the Rocky Mountain Boys. There they have a little place there. But then going to, from there, probably go into Nashville. So I do need some prayers, not only for me traveling the Thanksgiving holidays, just for everybody being on the road. And it's Thanksgiving just so nice being, you know, with family. I did visit the Alamo when I was down in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, good.
Got out on the river walk and just, you know, thinking about what them people did to fight for our freedoms is, you know, something that really is the dear to my heart. Went over there to Corpus Christi, and Ron, you know, you can see the devastation of a hurricane on TV and what's going on there, but when you see the homes that got destroyed and the things that are still piled up there now, it really brings that to heart. And got to walk a couple of beaches there at Corpus Christi, saw the USS Lexington, but I'll tell you, people was out there fishing, and I never had been around waves that big coming in. They just don't get that big at Council Grove Reservoir on Melbourne. And, of course, the ocean's always been something I've stayed out of. There's things in that ocean that'll bite you. But went on down there into Pensacola and went from some sort of some dirty water in the ocean around there to, and the shores, you can drive your truck on there for miles. Well, car is just hard. You don't pick, I didn't picture sand being like that. But down in Pensacola, that water was just blue, and we got some pictures of some stingrays that were working the coast going down there. So, do want to make a little put out for people that next week be over to Clinton Lake doing the Toys for Tots. That's another Joe Bragg Kansas Cropper Club tournament for benefit. And I fished that one over at Perry, and even though that weather was pretty bad, I'm coming in second on the biggest crappie. Ooh. I was right up in there, but I just can't get over the hump. But goodness, did we catch the crappie. And reporting Joe that he was down to the Outdoor Writers meeting at Milford there this past week, and he got out in the Milford, and he caught some crappie up towards 2 pounds, which is great. Before I got hooked up with these people crappie fishing, I never knew you could catch fish like that other than the spawn. But one thing I want to ask our fishermen, and I cleaned some fish because we hope to have a big fish fry there at the Toys for Tots when the people come into for the weigh-in and everything, and appreciation of what they've done. A lot of crappie now have eggs in them. You just don't realize the number of females that you might be catching. And I thought those eggs carried over till spring, that they were just getting them, you know, developed for the spawn. But talking to some biologists, they tell me that, no, they'll go ahead and absorb those eggs, and then they'll grow another batch for the spring. So it's pretty well. We've been keeping busy in the tournaments. I am going to try to hit the new, it's called Wonders of Wildlife. It's I think it's like 30,000 square feet of an exhibit and then a mile and a half walking trail at the new Bass Pro at Springfield. So I'll be getting some pictures there. And from what I heard from Mr. Brent Frazee, who hadn't been there, but he's quite in touch with the outdoors, that it is well worth the trip to go down to Springfield and see that new museum.
Well, are you going to be back here Tuesday for the match day finale?
Well, that's what I plan on being
okay.
There.
Okay, all right.
You know, I can't say enough for the people that help us out or, you know, Emporia. But I do plan on rolling back in there maybe Sunday night or Monday. It's just one of them things that when I get there, I get there.
That's what we like.
Okay, sir. Well, it's Phil signing off from the treehouse in Alabama. You take care.
All right. Take care, Phil. Good job. Good to talk to you. Safe travels.
God bless. Did you hear that deer bleat?
Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, live from a tree stand in Alabama, south of Birmingham. There. Phil, great job as always. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. And by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. Big Black Friday sales on now with Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50. What's In Outdoors every Friday morning here at KVOE. And don't forget to log on to KVOE.com and jump on the What's In Outdoors page. Phil has a lot of great information and always a lot of great pictures, too. What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten, Fridays here, KVOE. 848, 47 degrees. Good morning.
Nearly 200 people are now dead after a bomb in